A free smartphone app developed at the University of New Hampshire to help prevent sexual assault and provide assistance to victims is now available nationwide. USAFE US was unveiled earlier today at an event on the UNH campus in Durham. It's a national version of an app that was made available to students on 21 college campuses across New Hampshire last fall. Sharon Potter is a professor of sociology and executive director of research at the Prevention Innovations Research Center at UNH. She was involved in designing the app, and she joins me now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sally.
So explain how this app works. What are the features designed specifically to help prevent sexual assault?
One of them is called Angel Drink, and it's based on some of the work that was done in bars in the United Kingdom. And it's basically, when you click on the feature, there's a number of recipes for different cocktails that the students drink. And if the students or user shows the angel drink to a bartender, they're telling the bartender, it basically says, instead of a recipe, it gives information to the bartender that lets the bartender know that that customer needs help. They need someone to help them out of that situation. So the second interactive feature is called Expect Me. So say I'm leaving the library, it's 11:30, I can have a contact loaded in my phone and say I know it's going to take me 10 minutes to walk from the library to my residence hall. If I get home in 7 or 8 minutes, I just discontinue the feature and you'll get an app text message saying that Sharon's home safely. Or at the end of the 10-minute time, you will get a notice saying, Sharon hasn't returned home. Can you please call her and make sure she's all right? The third interactive feature that I think is all of our favorites is called Time to Leave. And that interactive feature is really cool and really can get you out of an uncomfortable situation. And you can set your timer for how many ever minutes you want. And you can arrange that you can have a text from your roommate who's locked out, or your mom who wants to talk to you.
What about in cases where a sexual assault has already occurred?
So if a sexual assault has already occurred, there's a number of features that provide support. So there's a few things. There's Need Help Now, which connects students with the help they need. So it has information on hospitals, local police, campus police, the Title IX office for that particular campus, crisis centers, and counseling centers.
Was it always the plan to go national with the app?
It was our dream. So we, you know, in New Hampshire, they all tested the beta version. And in February, we hosted an ideathon, and we had a number of teams compete for a four-hour period with different ideas for kind of making the app more slick and cool, as well as making a back end of it accessible so that in the next release of the app, schools who sign on will have an access code and they'll be able to update their information in real time. Right now, if you know any information on the school side needs to be updated, someone just calls us and we do it as quick as we can.
Was there any additional research that went into developing it on a national level?
So all of the research that has brought it to today to the national level has been in New Hampshire with the New Hampshire schools who were part of this adventure last year. And then we focused group with over 250 students in the past year. My colleagues drove all over the state administering focus groups. And students spent an hour with us and gave us their feedback and their opinions, and all we really had to offer them was a $5 gift card.
Did they take it?
They took it, but they were so gracious. And the other thing is that campus administrators at all different levels, from all the different institutions in New Hampshire, spoke with us regularly, emailed us feedback, asked us questions. So we could never have kind of gotten to where we are without this collaboration. We also had a lot of support from the intellectual support, not financial support, from the New Hampshire, the folks at the New Hampshire Attorney General's office, the folks at the New Hampshire Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence. So I think You know, in New Hampshire, we do a lot with little, but there's incredible, passionate people. And I think this is like a truly New Hampshire story.
That's Sharon Potter. She is a professor of sociology and executive director of research at the Prevention Innovations Research Center at UNH. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very much, Sally.